So tonight, we're going to be looking at temptation. And our scripture is 1 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you're tempted, he will provide a way out, so that you can stand up under it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you do help us with temptation. Guide me as I do this sermon so that I can explain how's the best way to fight temptation. And just bless us because we've been here. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we learned that you can know that you're saved and that you stay saved. We learned what happens when a saved person sins and what to do about it. So how do we handle temptation so that we don't give in to sin? Well, there are three ways to handle temptation. The first is to just give in. Never battling temptation. If it feels good, do it. This is kind of at the animal level. You know, whatever your instinct tells you, just go do it. Secondly, we can fight temptation. This is always battling temptation. Constantly failing because we're not able to stop ourselves. The story is told of a little boy who had snuck into the apple orchard, and he's fixing to steal apples. Now, he knows he's not supposed to steal apples, but he really wants one of these really nice red apples, and he can't help it. He's there. He's about to steal it, and he's sitting underneath the apple tree. And here comes the farmer, and oh boy, he's mad. He knows this little boy's about to steal apples and all this kind of stuff. But when he gets there, he hears the little boy talking to God. You know, Lord, I'm not supposed to steal these apples, but I want one really bad. And I'm just having a hard time not reaching up here and grabbing that really pretty big red one and just having at it. I know, and I don't know what to do about this. You've got to help me. So, up walks the farmer, and he picks the big red one, and he hands it to him. He says, there, now you're not tempted, and you didn't steal it. I gave it to you. This is the way it works with God. And the third way you deal with temptation is you overcome it through Christ. Let him battle the temptation. Once again, like the little boy, you know, Lord, I'm about to lose this battle. I'm about to reach up and grab that apple, and this is not right. You can live victoriously if you let Jesus fight your battles for you. If you let Jesus fight the temptation. Now, the subjects of temptation are very simple. Everyone is tempted. Everybody. That's just the way it is. Even Jesus was tempted. It says in Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Now, I've had a lot of people got upset about me saying that. But first of all, my favorite term for something like that is, sorry, it's in the book. And if it's in the book, it's gold. I didn't make this up. God did. God gets glory when you win. If you can beat the temptation through him, letting him battle for you, then God will get glory. And it says he made a way out of it so that you would not be tempted beyond your ability to deal with it. So there are three sources of temptation: the world, the flesh, and the devil. You find that there's a number of places that it talks about these three things in the Bible. The world is an external temptation. That is something that the world itself is tempting you to do. Oh, I want that. Oh, I want to do that. Whatever. And it says in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So if you just say, I'm not going to give in to being tempted by the world. Whatever my Father thinks I ought to have, he'll give it to me. And then there's the flesh. This is internal. Galatians 5:19-21 says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition. Live like this, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are things that are in you, your emotions, your feelings. And then there's infernal. Infernal is the devil. This is what we tend to blame everything on, though everything isn't the devil. Mostly, it's not the devil himself, but people that work for the devil, the evil spirits and so on like that. I always said the devil's probably not going to spend a lot of time on me. He's probably busy with Billy Graham and Greg, we need to know that there are evil spirits. If you want to find out more about this, my favorite book about this, and Pat will make a big, disclaimer, that this is fiction. We don't know for sure. No, but we know that this is sort of the way. It's a book called This Present Danger, or This Darkness, This Present Darkness. And then there's a second book called Piercing the Darkness. And it has to do with the physical level, that's us, and the spiritual level, that's the demons and the angels and so on like that. And how our faithfulness and our prayers empower the good guys. And our temptations and giving into it empowers the bad guys. It's fascinating to me. It may not be precisely exactly what happens, but it's an image of what it's like. Constantly, we are having a battle all around us between the evil spirits of the devil and the glorious spirits of the Lord. We need to get hooked in with the good guys. So when some crazy lady in a silver car runs you off the road, you bounce down the road and you're all right because the guys are going. I always said I need a really big angel because I'm about to go and make the devil mad. But at any rate, what are the seats of temptation? Well, let's see. The devil, Ephesians 6:12, for the struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Just like I said, it's actually the battle in the spiritual world that we don't even know about, but we end up with the back side of it. The seats of temptation, where the temptation is actually attacked. First of all, is the body. It's physical. There are physical things we want to do that are not good for us. There are physical things that we want to do that God said, don't do that. Okay? When you're right with God, you're going to be healthy because you're following God and you're doing what He wants. Now, the backside of this is Pat telling me all the time, no, if you just did thus and so in your diet and all that, then you would be healthy, right? And she's probably right, but still and all. You can be attacked by your flesh. I'm attacked by my flesh all the time. I have type 2 diabetes. Now, depending on who you ask, they will say I gave it to myself because I got too fat and all these things. Well, as I was telling Vicki, I weighed myself this morning. It was 119 and a half.
219.
Which, what?
219.
219 and a half. And my goal that my doctor gave me was to get under 220. Now, I started at 260, so I've done a pretty good job on this. Mm-hmm. I actually got to 219 because Pat told me she'd give me a pizza if I did. She hates pizza. She doesn't like me to have them. But then the wonderful thing that was making my diabetes go away got pulled by the manufacturer, and so I had to start taking insulin, which also causes problems because it makes my weight go up, whatever. But primarily, you're attacked in your body during youth. Oh, that's a fine girl. I want to go and do naughty things with her, right? That's young people are like that, right? Testosterone poisoning and so on. You're also tempted in your soul. This is psychological. This is the devil beating you up in your mind. When you're right in your soul, then you'll be happy. You're attacked by the world, and it messes with your mind. This primarily happens in middle age. Well, middle age is when men all of a sudden decide they need a fast car, they need a motorcycle when they're 55 years old, whatever. Now, I make a special thing about this. I told Pat the Lord wants me to buy a motorcycle. She thought I was crazy. She says, no, no, you want a motorcycle. You don't need a motorcycle. You need air, maybe a little water. You don't need a motorcycle. Then I began doing ministry to motorcyclists, and she came over and she said, you needed a motorcycle. I don't understand this. And I'm going, neither did I. I'm, you know, my first thought was, Lord, that's going to kill me. But as it turns out, that's what it was. And it, once again, he was playing to my middle age, you know, wanting to get on that motorcycle, but I had wanted to get on a motorcycle for 55 freaking years, never did. And so I did, and I love it. And then the third one is the spirit. It is, of course, spiritual. When you're right in your spiritual, then you'll be holy. You're attacked directly by the devil. And this primarily happens in later age because you have a hard time fighting back. Devil will tell you, look back on your life. You didn't do very well. You didn't accomplish enough. Pat tells you, I got a lot of this. I feel like that a lot, that I did not accomplish what I should have accomplished and so on. I always wanted to be a pastor. I did not even know how much I was going to love it when I finally got it. But at any rate, it made the devil so mad you couldn't believe it. It just, it was, So, how do we subdue temptation? Well, to fight against the world, the word is faith. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. If you have faith, you will overcome the world. If it's against the flesh, the word is flight. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body and catches an STD probably, but at any rate. When it's against the devil, the word is fight. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's the one I like. I love having the devil flee. I love what Vicki was telling me earlier tonight, that when she starts feeling the devil fighting against her, she just starts yelling at the devil and says, get away. I don't work for you. And amazingly, we can do that. If we say, in Jesus' name, get out of here, he has to. Because Jesus gave us his name to use for power. And the devil has to submit to Jesus. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us through all of this. Let him do it. We tend not to, but we need to let the Holy Spirit take care of us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your Spirit to help us. We thank you for building our faith, even though it's very small. We thank you that you'll help us run away from fleshly temptation if we'll just do it. And we thank you that we have the weapons that we need to fight against the devil and his minions. We just ask you to go with us, protect us. Send big angels to take care of us as we're out serving you, which really makes the devil mad. Lord, we just love you so much, and we tell you all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Mm-hmm.